This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said Andhra Pradesh is moving ahead at a rapid pace and that the centre is fully committed to realising the vision of Swarna Andhra and Viksit Bharat through large-scale infrastructure and industrial development. Addressing a public meeting after inaugurating the Aluri Sitarama Raju International Airport at Bhogapuram, the Prime Minister said development projects worth about 18,000 crore rupees, including airport, road and energy infrastructure, reflect the state's fast-paced progress under the NDA governments at the centre and in the state.
Aaj yahan kareeb 18,000 crore rupees ki vikas pariyojanaon ka shubharambh, lokarpan aur shilanyas hua hai. Airport ke saath saath ye project Andhra ki road connectivity se bhi jude hai. Inme energy security se jude project bhi hai. Ye vikas karya इस बात के प्रतीक है कि इस समय आंध्र किस स्पीड से आगे बढ़ रहा है.
Mr. Modi described the new airport as the runway for the growth of Andhra Pradesh, particularly North Andhra, and a launchpad for the aspirations of the state's youth. Later, the Prime Minister will inaugurate Swami Vivekanand Cultural Youth Centre, Vivek Smarak, at Mysuru in Karnataka. The memorial commemorates the historic visit of one of the greatest spiritual leaders of India, Swami Vivekanand, to Mysuru in 1892, when he met the Diwan of Mysore, Sir K. Seshadri Iyer, and received financial assistance from Maharaja Sri Chamarajendra Wadiyar for his journey to the United States to participate in the Parliament of Religions in Chicago. In Jammu and Kashmir, the second labourer injured in the terrorist attack in the Kelam area of Kulgam district succumbed to his injuries this morning, taking the death toll to two. A senior police official said, the injured person succumbed to his injuries during treatment at a hospital in Srinagar. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha and Chief Minister Omar Abdullah have strongly condemned the killing of the labourers and offered condolences to the families of the deceased. Mr. Sinha has directed the security forces to intensify operations in the area to neutralise the terrorists involved in the attack. Oil marketing companies have reduced the price of commercial LPG gas by about 200 rupees per 19 kg cylinder today. The new price of commercial LPG cylinder in Delhi will now be 2,738 rupees. Price of a 19 kg commercial LPG cylinder in Kolkata will be 2,872 rupees 50 paise. In Mumbai, it will be 2,691 rupees 50 paise. And in Chennai, 2,906 rupees. The new prices for commercial LPG cylinders came into effect from today. Cross-border trade between India and China through Nathula Pass in Sikkim has resumed from this morning, ending a suspension of more than 6 years. The resumption marks a positive sign in bilateral engagement between India and China. Officials from both India and China met on the no man's land this morning. The flood situation in Odisha continues to remain critical as the Mahanadi River swells, threatening fresh inundation in several downstream districts. Chief Minister Mohan Charan Manji today conducted an aerial survey of the flooded areas to review the situation and relief operations. The flood situation in Odisha remains critical with the Mahanadi River continuing to swell, raising fears of fresh inundation in low-lying areas of Cuttack, Puri, Jagatsinghpur, Kendrapara and Khordha districts. Very heavy overnight rainfall has caused havoc across Keralam, triggering landslides and severe waterlogging. The Met Department has issued a red alert for 9 districts and an orange alert for 5 districts today. 4 rain-related deaths have been reported from Kottayam and Idukki districts. Chief Minister V.D. Sathisan said rescue and relief operations are being closely coordinated and all departments have been directed to remain on high alert. On to sports. In Taipei Open Badminton, India's Tanvi Sharma stormed into the women's singles final with a commanding victory in the semi-final today. The 17-year-old outclassed Chinese Taipei's Huang Yu-sun 21-17, 21-11 in straight games to book her place in the title clash. Tanvi will now take on Vietnam's world number 21, Thuy Linh Nguyen, in the final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.